The Gemara Lamed Vav Amid Aleph quotes refers to the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, which appeared earlier in the Masechta, how to understand the din of Chatzi Nezik collecting Migufo. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is Yuchlat Asher LeNizik, the animal automatic, the part of the animal that's the equivalent of half of his Chatzi Nezik, automatically belongs to the Nizik. And Rabbi Shmuel says it doesn't automatically belong to the Nizik. Yusham Asher, the Mazik doesn't have to pay more than Chatzi Nezek. You assess how much the value of the Shor HaMazik is, and if it's equivalent to the Chatzi Nezek, so the Behema, the Guf HaMazik, doesn't automatically switch over to belong to the Nizik. They're not Shutvim, but the Mazik has to pay him. So the Ragachava has a suggestion. Ragachava often has very original ideas. This one is highly questionable. He refers it to the Ran and Nedorim on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, where the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi that a neder can be chal on top of a shvua, but a shvua cannot be chal on top of a neder. If a person takes a neder, this bag of potato chips is asa b'achila. And he says the second time, the bag of potato chips should be asa b'achila. So the Gemara says, ein isa chal alisa, it's already asar, say neder chal on neder. Same thing, a person takes a shvua, I will not eat the potato chips. Then he takes another shvua, I will not eat the potato chips. So he says, ein isa chal alisa. But what if he first took a shvua, I will not eat the bigger potato chips, then he takes a neder on top of that, bigger potato chips should be asa b'achila alai. So then Yerushalmi says that the neder is chal on top of the shvua, because it's adding a new dimension, because the shvua is only an isa chepze, shvua is only an isa gavra. And the neder is not only an isa gavra, it adds on an element of an isa chepze. So there's an element of isa chepze which wasn't there from before. So neder can be chal on top of the shvua, but the shvua cannot be chal on top of the neder, because at first he took a neder, ya'asa, the potato chips b'achila. So there's both an isa chepze and an isa shvua, and an isa gavra. Can't be such a thing as an isa chepze without an isa gavra. Means when you take a neder, it has both isa chepze and isa gavra. So the shvua is not adding any new dimension that wasn't there before. So you look in your Yerideya, in Simon Reish Tezvav, Sifhei and Sivav, there's a machlokes rishonim. What if a person takes a neder on chazer? He has a piece of chazer, he has a piece of basa b'cholab, and nevelo, trefa, non-kosher food, or look like whatever, and he takes a neder, it should be asa b'achila. Do you say all isuri Torah are only isuri gavra? So therefore it's like shvua. So just like a neder is chal on top of a shvua, because it adds a new dimension of isa chepta that wasn't there before, so neder would be chal on isuri Torah. Or should you say no, that all isuri Torah are not merely isuri gavra, they're also isuri chepta. So since it already had the element of isa chepta, when you add the neder on top of it, you're not adding any new dimension. There already was an isa chepta before. So this is a machlokes harishonim. The Rashbam and the Tshuva has the suffix about this, and the Balei HaTosfos have two opinions beferish, with all isuri Torah are isuri, only isuri chepta, only isuri gavra, or they're also isuri chepta. Hegdish, neder for sure we know, is isa chepta. That's the first gemara in the Dorm. And shvua for sure we know, that's the first gemara in the Dorm, is only an isa gavra. And macholos and hegdish, the reason why neder for sure is isa chepta, because hegdish is an isa chepta. Hegdish has an element of kedusha to it. So hegdish for sure is an isa chepta. And all the other isuri Torah, all the other macholos asuris, that's a machbeg sevishai. So the Ragachava has this hekif. He thinks that it's a fundamental machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whether the laws of the Torah change the metzias in the world. Well, the laws in the Torah tell us how we should act, but it doesn't change the metzias in the world. So he says, Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that the Torah can change the metzias. So all he said, the Torah can be isuri chepze. So that's why he says, Yuchlat Asher. The Torah says that the Shor no longer belongs to the Mazik, now belongs automatically to the Nizik. Rabbi Shmuel thinks, no, all the dinim in the Torah, how we should act. Everything is dinim on the gavra. They're not that the chepze changes, not that the Torah changes the metzias in the world. So therefore he says, Yusham Asher. Then he goes further, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. on the occasion of the Maimon HaSinai, so it says, "V'dabar l'kimas kol adorim ho'ela lemar." So what does the word lemar mean? So we usually translate in the modern translation, the Lord's, "V'dabar shama Moshe lemar." What does it mean? The Lord spoke unto Moses saying. So today we leave out the word lemar, we put a colon and put quotation marks. Lema means, this is what he said. So the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says, "V'dabar shama Moshe lema li Yisrael." So the Gemara in the first parak in Yuma, that the Chafetz Chaim talks about in Hilchos Loshon Hara, that if someone tells me something in confidence, I'm not allowed to publicize, I'm not allowed to tell it to someone else. What if someone tells me he's considering divorcing his wife? He didn't say one way or the other, considering quitting his job and going to another place. So he didn't tell me one way or the other, whether he didn't imply one way or the other whether this is okay if I make it public knowledge or not. So the Gemara says, unless he clearly gives me permission, I'm not allowed to say it over to anybody else. That's why the Chafetz Chaim quotes it in Hilchos Loshon Hara. It's not really Loshon Hara, but it's something you're not allowed to tell over to someone else, because whenever anybody tells you any information, you should assume that it's told to you in confidence, unless he gives you explicit permission to say it over. How do you know? Where does it say in the Chumash? Because it says so many times, "V'dabar Hashem al Moshe lemar." Lemar means lemar Yisrael. If the Rebbeinu Shlom would not have authorized Moshe Rabbeinu to tell over to Bnei Yisrael, so he wouldn't have been allowed to tell it over. Everything would be assumed to be a secret. All the dinim that the Rebbeinu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu, if he wouldn't have told them explicitly, lemar Yisrael, he wouldn't be allowed to tell it over. So this is fine. "V'dabar Hashem al Moshe lemar." What do you do with Vayida Yankev Neda Lamer? Yankevina took a Neda Lamer. What's Lamer? So Tosis on the first half in Chulin, Tosis Lord Chulin, Tosis says, Lamer the Doris. Tosis quotes the Medrash, Lamer the Doris. Yankevina took a Neda to teach the future generations that it's a mitzvah leader of the Esor. That's the Tosis on the first half in Chulin. It's quoted in Yerideya, the first page in Chela Gimel Yerideya in Hilchos Shavuos. That whenever one is based Tzor, it's a mitzvah leader to accept the New Year's resolutions. Rosh Hashanah is an ace Tzor. So the Mashgiach Zuchan Lebracha always used to say, the Bali Musa in Europe said, "Rosh Hashanah, Ana Kabbalah, is Nishkin Rosh Hashanah." Kabbalah means New Year's resolutions. You should be Mekabel, to be Mabesedra every week, to finish the Mesichta, whatever, something reasonable. You should be Mekabel, some kind of a neder that should pull you through. In the schus of observing this neder l'dar mitzvah, you should be pulled through in the eis Torah. So that's how the Medrash understood the pasuk. Vayidei yankev neder lemar. Here it says by Maimon HaSinai, it says v'adabar l'kimas kol hadvarim ha'ele. The Rebbeinu Shlom was talking to Bnei Yisrael, wasn't talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. V'adabar l'kimas kol hadvarim ha'ele lemar. So what's lemar? So the Mechilta understands lemar that Bnei Yisrael should respond. He said, "Anochi Hashem Elokecha." So they said yes. When he said "Lo Sirtzach," so it's a machleg zeru kiveri shmo. What did they say? Did they say yes or did they say no? So what's the machlegis? They said "Al hen hen balav hen, al hen hen balav lav." What did they say? So the Ragat Shava has this interpretation, that this is a Rakiva Rabbi Shmuel l'shitosam. The Rabbi Akiva holds Yuchlat Hashor, holds that the Dina HaTorah changed the Metzias. So when the Rabbeinu Shlom said the Lavim, so they said yes. They didn't say no, we will not do it. They said yes, that's the Din. The Lavim changed the Metzias in the world. And Rabbi Shmuel says no. They said Al Hen Hen V'alav Lav. When the Rabbeinu Shlom said the Mitzvah says, so they said yes, we will do it. When he said the Loi says, so they said no, we will not do it. All the dinim in the Torah are on the gavra. You're mechuyev to do the mitzvah sase. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah lo sase. So he said, "No, we will not do it." Rabbi Kiva says, "No, hen, al hen hen, v'alav hen." Because Rabbi Kiva l'shitasei that all the dinim in the Torah changed the mitzvahs. Very questionable interpretation. He put so much into the machlekes. Needless to say, other commentaries interpret that machlekes and the mechilta differently. They interpret Haderech Hadrash, different machlokes, but it's not necessary to say such a heavy duty interpretation than the machlokes, whether Yuchlat Asher or Yushim Asher. I'll call upon him the din of Chatzi Nezek that we're talking about, Migufo, Chatzi Nezek, Migufo. The Gemara Tezvav had a machlokes, and the Maskonis are Gemara Tezvav on the basis that Chatzi Nezek is Knas. There's a comment from the Vilna Gaon on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where he quotes from the Yerushalmi Ois Aleph. There are two letters there. Ois Aleph, the Vilna Gaon quotes from the Yerushalmi that with respect to a knas, afila bebalotzei sedei shamayim, there is no minas chasidus to pay the knas before hamad bedin. That's what the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim. Ashi ashin alehim, yishalim shnayim lereyayu. Yishalim shnayim is kefil, kefil is knas. Ashi ashin alehim, loshen chol goes on dayanim smuchim. Elakim is kodesh and alehim is loshen chol. Dayanim smuchim. So if the bezin paskins that it's chayv kefil, then he pays. But calls man bezin doesn't paskin, there isn't even any midas chasidus that you should pay on your own. You won't accomplish anything. This is on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. You look at the back of the Gemara, the Feinayim always gives you all the cross references to the Yerushalmi. So he gives you, he tells you the same Yerushalmi as the Vilna Gaon. He didn't have Agos Agro that was printed in the Vilna Shas. So the Feinayim was before he didn't have it. Feinayim happened to be in Vilna at the time they were printing the Vilna Shas. So they say that the printers asked him, do you have any Ha'oris to write? So he said, which Masichta are you printing? And how soon do you need it? So he said, we're printing Bava Kamma, and we need it by Sunday. So he said, okay. And he sat down and wrote the Feinayim on Bava Kamma. Then they were up to whatever, Erevin. So he said, how long do I have to write? He wrote it on the spot. Not that this was his life's work, that he wrote this Feinayim for 100 years, and he kept on. He wrote it on the spot when they were putting everything to type. That's what the Rav Kook used to tell over, that he once met the Feinayim, and that's what he told him. He happened to be a Vilna at the time they were printing the Vilna Shas. They say Rav Kook was once there. It was the second Shabbos Chanukah. Usually there's only one Shabbos Chanukah. Once in a while there are two Shabbos Chanukah. So, and a lot of people in some shuls in Europe, they used to say Piyutim. So they didn't have enough Sidurim to go around for everybody. They didn't have any Sidurim to say the piyut for the second Shabbos Chanukah. So this Yifeinayim happens to be an angel. He said, I'll say it out loud, word for word, and everyone should say after me. He said over the piyut. He had a photograph of him. He said over the piyut for the second Shabbos Chanukah by heart. We don't know the first Shabbos Chanukah piyut. He knew the second one. He knew the second one by heart. Okay. So the Yifeinayim gives you the same Maramokam, and then he tells you, look in the Tosfos in Ksubis and Daflam Gimel and Beis. But Tosfos writes the same on their own. They show from the Bavli like that, that there isn't even a Midas Chasidus to pay Knas before Hamor Bedin, because it says, Hashi Hashin Olehim, Pratam Hashi Es Atzmo. You have to have a Gemar Din. So the Tosfos earlier, in Baba Kama, and Daflam and Gimel, and Madala going over Tamid Beis, so the Tosfos on Amid Beis is alluding to a Gemara in Makkos. They don't tell you it's a Gemara. They don't tell you it's a Gemara. No one put it in. But it's obvious, those who remember Makkos, it's a Beferish Gemara in Hey Amid Aleph. The Torah has a penalty of Kasha Zama. So if two witnesses testified falsely that Reuben owes $1,000 to Shimon and Behuzmu, so they have to pay the $1,000 to Reuben. So what happens if the truth of the matter is the Reuven does owe $1,000 to Shimon, but they weren't there. Iman Hayisim, they were somewhere else, but the story is true, he really does owe. So the Gemara says a Chiddush Din, that if Ben Kovako, he really owes the money, so the Edom Zamimim don't have to pay the punishment. So the Gemara says, well, what happens if it's a case of Knas? The Edom Zamimim testify falsely that Gona Betovach Mochar on Sunday. And he became chayiv on Sunday to pay kefil dalad v'hei, let's say, gona v'tavach ha-mochar, and we're mazim the yedim, and it comes out they weren't there, man ha-yisim, but it was last week, a week before. They come today, and they testify that on Sunday he was gona v'tavach ha-mochar. But who is when it comes out that the story happened a week earlier, but it was adayin lahemidu bidin. They didn't go to din Torah yet. So the Gemara says, if it would have been mamon, if it would have been mamon, let's say the Edom testified today that on Sunday he borrowed $1,000, Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. Comes out in Mon HaYisim, it's not true, but it was on Monday. Other Edom testified, but it was on Monday. And the Edom come today, it's Wednesday. So since by the time the Edom came, he really owes him the money. He did borrow $1,000, so the Edom are parted from pay. Even though they said it happened on Sunday, and it's a lie, but they testify on Wednesday. So by the time it comes Wednesday, Reuven is chayv $1,000 to Shimon, because he did borrow the $1,000 on Monday. But if it's a knas that you're talking about, then the Gemara says, even if it's true, the story happened a week before, a year before. He already did the Tovach HaMachar way before, but since there was not yet the Hamad HaBedin, so it's considered as if he wasn't yet chayv. So why not? Why shouldn't he be chayv? So Rashi and Tosfos on that daf, in Makos, daf Hem and Aleph, are matchik to give an interpretation that since the din is that Moed B'Knas is Potter, so even though he already did the Tovach Gonav Tovach Machar a month earlier, but since there was a possibility he could have been Moed, he would be Potter. Moed B'Knas V'Hakal Bo'edim is also Potter. So, and the Edim came and they testified on Sunday. So now he can no longer, now the Reuven can no longer be Moed B'Knas. So therefore, we're not so sure that he would have had to pay. Could have been Moed B'Knas. It's a little doichik pshat. So Rabbi Kadega there in the Gilyan HaShas suggests a different pshat. Why did Rashi and Tosfos have to be matrik? They should have said an easy pshat that by Knas, the Chiyav doesn't get off the ground until you have Amod B'Din. That's the pasuk. Afilu bevalotzi sedei shemayim. That's what the Rishalmi said. Not the Tosfos in Ksubas has like that. Afilu bevalotzi sedei shemayim. You won't gain anything by paying on your own. You have to have dafke gemar din. So there's mamish no chiyav at all. Just like the Gemara says, just like Nisa or Malkus. Let's say the witnesses testified that the guy was mahal Shabbos on Shabbos parshas shoftim. And then who's Iman HaYisim, they weren't there Bechlal that Shabbos, they were in South Africa that Shabbos, they weren't in America at all. But then it comes out that he was Mechal Shabbos a month before. So he already did Chil Shabbos before, but they weren't there. But there never was a Gemar Din, there never was a Hamad Din on the Chil Shabbos that he did before. So the Gemara said with respect to Nisa Malkus, he's not Chayim until you have the Gemar Din. So Rabbi Kevega said the Tosfos should have learned. Why did Rashi and Tosfos have to be Matrik? You should have said Pasha Pshat, that Knas is similar to Malkus and Nisa, that you need a Gemar Din to clinch the Chiyav. Calls man, you don't have the Hamad Din, the Gemar Din, so there is no Chiyav on the Knas. That's what Rabbi Kevega suggests. And the Gilyan HaShas has a long sentence, a long paragraph on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Ktzos had a brother who was also a great guy, and he wrote the Kuntras HaSveikas. So he wrote a Sefer Trumas HaKri, HaChosh HaMishpat. So he has the same shot as Rabbi Kevega on that Gemara Makas Daf Hei. Why did Rashi and Tosfos have to be matrik? Should have given the easy shot. So this is interesting. The question is, how far do you go with this? Is that really true? That just like by Din and the Nefashis and by Malkus, before Bezdin makes the Gemar Din, so there is no Chiyav Misa, there is no Chiyav Malkus, well, so to be Knas, there is no Chiyav Knas. Is that taka true? So the Gemara has on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis above the Kamet, there's a Mishnah there earlier in Bava Kama. Usually the Mishnayos are written in the form of sentences, sometimes in the form of long paragraphs, but at least in the form of a sentence. Here you have a Mishnah that is not a sentence at all. Where's the Mishnah? Shum Kesef, Shavu Kesef. Forgot where it is. There used to be a Mishnah. Here it is. The Mishnah just has brief piskit. It's not even a sentence. It alludes to dinim, like titles of concepts. You have in Chumash also like that. We had just last week on Parshas Kisetze. The Gemara says that except for the one pasuk in the end of Kisetze by the mitzvah of Yibum that says, so the simple translation of the pasuk is that the first baby that they have after doing Yibum should be named after the one who died. So the Gemara says there is no such din. And that pasuk in Kol HaTorah Kula, in addition to the drushas of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the additional levels of interpretation, Pshuto Shel Mikra is always binding as well. So you always have to figure out what is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. A lot of times Rashi and Chumash writes drushas of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Rashbam quotes that he spoke to his grandfather, and Rashi said, yeah, if he would have time, he's already an old man, if he would have time, he would write another Pirush and Chumash with the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Whatever is the Pshuto Shel Mikra is also binding. A lot of psukim are not so sure what the Pshuto Shel Mikra is. So Gemara says, but this one pasuk, there is no Pshuto Shel Mikra. So each phrase has a different meaning. V'ayabchor is an allusion to the din mitzvah begodol yabim. Ashetele prat la'ilinus. Yalkam ha'shemachiv. Ames means that the one who does yivum yarshins the niftar. Instead of all the brothers dividing the Yerusha because he had no children, So only the Yavam gets the Yerusha. So each phrase in the pasuk means a different din. So you have the Mishnah here, it's on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Shum Kesev, Shavah Kesev, Bifnei Bezdin, Apiyedim, and Echorim, and Ibris. And the same thing in the previous Mishnah. It's not even a sentence. Not only is it not a paragraph, it's not a sentence. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein, the Raisa Tikkun. Just like in the Chumash, usually you have sentences. So the Mishnahs have sentences, so once in a long while you have a line in the Mishnah that is not a sentence at all. No subject, there's no predicate. It's the title of an essay, and the Gemara is going to give you the whole essay. So the Mishnah has about Nechasim HaMiuchadim, the earlier Mishnah. Nechasim HaMiuchadim, what does that mean? So what does it mean? If I'm Mazik Abhema Datzefker, so you don't have to pay. A davar pashut like that, you don't have to pay. So the Gemara says, no, what it's referring to is Nogach Machakach Higdish, Nogach Achakach Hifkir. The behema that's Mazik, let's say the behema Shal Hefkir is Mazik, someone else's property. So you can't say Yuchlat Tasha, you can't say Yushem Ashur. Yuchlat Tasha, Yushem Ashur. However you slice it, but you hold like Rabbi Kiva, like Rabbi Shmuel. But it's only shaykh to say that there's a din of chatzinezek if the shor hamazik, the shor tam belongs to somebody. Doesn't belong to anybody, so the whole din, the whole parsha doesn't get off the ground. So what happens, the Gemara says, if at the time of the hezek, the time of the negiche, it did belong to somebody. Nogach v'chakach hifkir, or nogach v'chakach higdish, so the Gemara says, still potter, because that's what the Mishnah said, it has to be nechosim hamiyuchadim, has to have the same bailim from the time of Negiche till the time of the Hamad Bedin. So the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hochi, that Nogach Vachakach Higdish, Nogach Vachakach Hifkir is Potter. Yesuval Kein Om Rab Yude, that's a Mishnah later, it says, Mem Dal Anam Beis. The Mishnah has a Machlek in Satanaim, Rab Yude Nachachamim, with the Shor Hefkir Shoharag, is Chayv Miso Anat. We pass from Allah Shor Hefkir Shehorag is Hemes Esodem is Chayv Misa. That's the famous Mishnah Shor Hamidbar. They tell the story about the Tzemach Tzedek, about the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, that one of the Balabatim had Yahrzeit and he had to learn Mishnayos to cover the Yahrzeit. So he borrowed someone's Mishnayos and he came back to Mincha and he said, wow, he came across a Mishnah that there's an animal, an ox knows how to talk. So the people said, there is no such Mishnah. He kept on insisting, no, there's a Mishnah, but an animal that knows how to talk. So no one knew what he was talking about. The Tzemach Tzedek knew right away what he misread. So he said, he read this Mishnah, Shor HaMedaber. Mishnah is talking about Shor HaMidbar. Shor, that's Hefker. So Shor Hefker, Shor Gesu Adam, is a Machlekes, Rav Yehuda Nachachon. So Rav Yehuda's opinion is that Shor Hefker, Shor Gesu Adam, is not Chayv Misa. That is a punishment to the Bala Shor. Why do you put the animal to death? It's not a punishment to that. It's a punishment to the Baal HaShor. That's what the Rambam writes in the Mor HaNevuchim, that you put the shor to death. The Ramban on Chumash quotes in the Parshas Noach, Miyad Kol Chaya Ed Rishena, that if a behema kills an Adam, so you put the animal to death. So the Ramban on Chumash quotes from the Mor HaNevuchim that putting the animal to death, Shor Shohargas Adam, is a punishment to the Baal HaShor. And he writes, with all due respect, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The Shor Hefker Shoharag is not Chayv Misa. We paskin Shoharag. Shor Hefker Shoharag is Chayv Misa. It's a punishment to the Shor. Either Shor is Allah Bardas. So he says, after the Mabul, all the behemoths owe a debt of gratitude to Noach and to mankind for saving them from the Mabul, and they have an upsechel to know that they're not supposed to kill a human being. So the Ramban says the way we paskin, it's a punishment to the shor, it's not a punishment to the Baal HaShem. I'll call upon him some machlekes Rabbi and the Rabban. So Buda holds that a shor hefker shoharag is not chay misa. We don't paskin like that. We paskin a shor hefker shehizik is not chay, but shor hefker shoharag is chay misa. So the Gemara says, yes, Rakeinam Rabbi Yudah. Not only does Rabbi Yudah say, the Mishnah doesn't quote this, that's the Braisa. Yes, Rakeinam Rabbi Yudah. The first very wide line, on Mem Dalan on the base, not only does he say, Shohefke Shoharag is not Chayim Misa, even a Shor that belonged to a person, Shoharag, and then Nogach Machakach Hifkir, Nogach Machakach Higdish, is also Potter from Misa. So the Gemara quotes on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that just like Rabbi Yudah says, Benegeh to Misa, we don't paskel like him by Misa. Just like he says, yes, okay, Nam Rabbi Yudah, Afilu Nogach HaMachakach Higdish, Nogach HaMachakach Hifkir, is Potter, Shenem, Uvod Revolav, what does it mean? Hashetei Misa, Mahamad Abedin, Shalim Ke'echod, he neither should have the same Bailam from the Shas HaNegiche till the Shas HaMahamad Abedin, so to over here, by Shor Hefkir Shehizik, Shor Hefkir Shehizik, there's no Chiyuv, even Nogach v'chakach hivkir, Nogach v'chakach higdish, is also potter. You have to have the same bailim from Shas Negicha to the Shas Hamor Abedin. So then the Gemara picks on the Braisa, on Yud Gimel and Beis. Why does it say only, Hashatei Misa v'Hamor Abedin Shavim Kiyachad? Frank the Gemara, that's the end of the text in the Braisa. Then the Gemara is a Gemar Din Loi Bina. Don't you need a Gemar Din? Let's say the Baal HaShor is Mafke the Shor, Nogach, and the made a Hamor Abedin, and then the Baal HaShor sees that the business coming to a conclusion, they're soon going to say the Shor is Chayiv Skila, so Shor Nisko. So he quickly is Mafka the Shor. So the Gemara says, it's not enough Misa v'Hamor Abedin Shor v'Kachin, then Misa v'Hamor Abedin Ugmar Din. It's not enough Misa v'Hamor Abedin. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Meiri, so the Rambam doesn't quote the Din by Misa, because we pass like the Chachamim, the Shor Hefker Shoharag is Chayiv Misa. He only quotes the Din on this Mishnah, the Chosim HaMiuchodim, that the Shor Hefker Shehizik is not Chayiv. So Nogach Machakach Hifkir before the Hamor Abedin is Potter, but the Rambam only writes Hashatei Misa v'Hamor Abedin Shavikach, and he leaves out the Gemar Din. So the Miri, Rabbi Soloveitchik usually didn't read any Miris, but somehow he knew there's a Miri here. So he said the Miri over here implies, he doesn't explicitly say that, he implies Akasha on the Rambam. How does the Rambam say against the Gemara? The Gemara said, Hashatei Misa v'Hamor Abedin v'Gemar Din Shavim Kech. How come the Rambam left out the Maskonos HaGemara? So Rav Soloveitchik answered the Rambam, he said it's the Kasha is based on a mistake. The Gemara only said Misa v'Hamor Abedin v'Gemar Din v'Negeh to Rav Yudashit, he's talking about Shor Hefke Shoharak. So in order to create a Gemar Din l'Misa, they need a Gemar Din. They need a Gemar Din. Hamor Abedin is not enough. But when you're talking about paying Chatzin Nezik, even though Chatzin Nezik is Knas, and there's no mitzvah to pay before Hamor Abedin, Afilu Bebalot says Yedei Shamayim, but it's not that the Gemar Din is Mechadish, the Chiyuv Knas. Not the same as Misa in Malkus. But Misa in Malkus is Takachu, the Gemar Din is probably Mechadish, the Chiyuv. Until the Gemar Din lo yomas ha-retzech ha-ram delefnei mishpot, there isn't even a Chiyuv Misa until the Bez makes the Gemar Din. But by Knas, you need a Hamor Abedin, then it's a glowing Milson of Afrei. The Chiyuv Knas was really there from the very outset, from the time that he made the Tovach HaMachar. So that's from the time that he did the Gneva, from the time that the Shor did the Hezek, the Chatzin Nezek of the Keren Tam. True Chatzin Nezek is Knas, but Knas doesn't mean a Gemar Din. It just needs the end of the Hamor Abedin. The Gemar Din is not a separate unit. Madin is not a separate unit. By Misa and Malkus, the Gemar Din is a separate unit, a separate entity. It creates the Chiyuv Misa, creates the Chiyuv Malkus, which didn't exist before. Masheni came by Knas, it's not that you need a Gemar Din, you need the Hamor Abedin, till the end of the Hamor Abedin. So that's included. The Gemar Din is included in the Hamor Abedin, not a separate thing. It's interesting, there is a Gemara in Brochus that. There is a Gemara, we're going north. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chafeim the base says that if the Edom came and testified that they saw the new Levana and the Bezin's going to declare today as Rosh Chodesh, and then they dilly dally until it becomes nighttime already. So then the Gemara says they cannot paskin that the day should be Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, one might have mistakenly thought as a havamina, that just like in Dinim, Amidus Adin is done in Bayom, the Gomer Balayla, the Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin has to take place Bayom. The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, you cannot make a Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. But once you had the Kviyas Bezin Bayom, done in Bayom, the Gomer Balayla, you can continue the Gemara Din into the middle of the night also. So one might have thought that by Kiddush Chodesh did the same thing. If the Kibbutz, the Makabli Eidim, and they had a whole Masa Matan, a whole discussion. So one would have thought that since they had the Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin Bayom, done in Bayom, and Gomer Balayla, so they can give the Psak at night. So Kamash Balon, the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, that you cannot make the Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla, even though he's Chila Bayom. What's the Bio? Why not? So the Yosameach has in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, very cheerful. He always has, always cheerful. When the Yosemech speaks the Dvarim Smechim Kimisinosim Sinai, so the Yosemech has a very cheerful interpretation. He says, by Dinim Ominis, the Psak has to be based on Edis, has to be based on a Masa Matan. It has to be Emes. You have to know what the facts are, you have to know what the Din is. So the Gemar Din is the Gemar of the Masa Matan. So once you started Tchilas Yeshivas Bezin Bayom, done in Bayom, Gomer Balayla, it's a Hemshech. You cannot start the Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin Balayla. Once you started Bayom, you can finish Balayla. But by Kiddush HaChodesh, the din is Atem Afilim Mezitna, Atem Afilim Mutin. Even if it turns out the Edim who saw the Levana were Huzmo, their Edim Zememim, even if no Edim come, the Bezin can declare today's Rosh Chodesh without any Masamat. And even though they know that it's kakai, they know that's not true. The Levana didn't appear yet. The Levana is only going to appear many hours later. It doesn't matter. You can't. There are certain restrictions. You can't make a month less than 29 days, more than 30 days. You can't make how many months in a year. You can either make 12 or 13. You can't make 11 months. You can't make 14 months. But within those two guidelines, you can make Rosh Chodesh whenever you want. And it doesn't have to be based on Kabbalah Seder, and it doesn't have to be based on the Masa Matan. The Bezin can have all Masa Matan and come to the conclusion that we should not, according to Allah, we should not make today was Rosh Chodesh, and still, if they'll declare today is Rosh Chodesh, Atem Afilim Mutim, the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh is Chal. So the Gemar Din, by Kiddush HaChodesh, is not the Gemar of the Masa Matan. It's a separate entity. So he says then, it's just like Din in the Fashas. If the Din is in Din in the Fashas, done in Mayom, the Gomer Bayom, if you have the Tchilas Yeshivas Bezin Bayom, and then the Masa Matan continues into the night, so the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, you cannot make the Gemar Din Balayla. So the Osamech interprets, why not? One could have said a totally different explanation. Why? The Gemara learns that from the Pasuk in the Novi Yishai. How do you know that you need Halonas Adin? So the Novi Yishai in Chazon Yishayo, he complains, Tzedek Yolimbo, Ba'ato Meratzchim, for so many years they had Halonas Adin. The Bezna would think it over overnight. They had it when they decided a Psak, Lemisa, they would mull it over overnight to make sure that they're not making a mistake, and then they would reconvene the next day. So the Gemara, the Pashtus in the Gemara seems to imply, let's say, they started the Masa Matan Din in the Foshes at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they finished 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they could make the Gemar Din on the same day. So the Gemara appears to say, you can't make the Gemar Din on the same day, L'chiyah Misa. You have to have Halonas Adin. But the Osamech doesn't seem to learn like that. He doesn't learn. It's an inyan, positive inyan to have Halonas Adin. He says, because indeed in the Foshes, the Gemar Din is Mecharish, L'chiyah Misa. In Malkus, the Gemar Din is Mecharish, L'chiyah Malkus, and it didn't exist before. So the Gemara is not simply the end of the Masa Matan. You have to have Kabbalah Seder, you have to have a Masa Matan, and then the Gemara Din is a separate unit. The Bezdin is doing something new. It's not just the Gemara of the Masa Matan, they're making a Gemara Din, creating a new Chiyah Misa. So for that you need a new Kviyas Yeshivas Bezdin. So if it's still 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they can make a new Kviyas Yeshivas Bezin. It's before the Shkia. But if it's at night, you can say that the Gemar Din is a Gemar of what started before. It's not a Gemar, it's a new thing. Yesh Me'ayin, it's a new thing. The Mecharish Achiyav Nisa, Mecharish Achiyav Malkus. Mistaken, I think, I have to ask someone who knows Chashim Mishpat, I think there's a Machloikis, the Ktsois and the Sivis, if I'm not mistaken, Donim by Yom Gomer Balayla, by Knas. Does that work? So I think there's a Beferish and Machloikis Achrayim. I think that there's an Ur Sameach. It's not the one that I just looked at today. I think there's another Ur Sameach, maybe in the Hashmatas or something, where he says that by Knas he can do Donim Bayam and Gam Balayla. Because just like by Misa and by Malkus, the Gemar Din is a new Yeshiva's Bezdin, and it's not a Hemshech from before. So too by Knas, it's a new thing. The Bezdin is Mecharish the Knas. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the Teretz on the Rambam, that the Rambam splits between the two. That by Misa and by Malkus, the din would be that the Gemar din is a new unit. It's a new Yeshiva's Bezin. It's not merely a Hemshech of what came before. Just like by Kiddush Al Chodesh, there are some Echsas, because he can make a Psak HaMish Chodesh without having the whole Kabbalah Seder, without having the whole Masa Matan, against the Masa Matan. They discuss the whole Masa Matan, why we should not make today Rish Chodesh. And then the last minute they decide to go against the halacha. So the din is that b'riyevit. It's chal. Atem afilim zit, not atem afilim mutim. So the same would be true. The Ur Sameach thinks the same would be true by knas and by din nefashos and by din imams. So Leitchik thought that that's the teretz on the shvere Rambam on Yud Gimel and Beis. That that's only the case by Nisa and Malkus, but by knas is not so. It doesn't make sense to pay the knas before hamodeh b'din because it's an oynish. An oynish has to be, can't be self-imposed. Person knows that he ate chazer, b'mezid, so it doesn't make sense to give himself malchus. Person knows he was mechal Shabbos, b'mezid, it doesn't make sense he should give himself the oynish misa. An oynish is only a bezlin minister. So the same thing, the knas, you have to have a gmar din. But it's not that the bezlin is mechadish l'chi of knas, so Leitchik thought that knas is not the same. I'll call upon him this, the Ur Sameach's interpretation in that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Chafem based. I would have thought that it's like Din Imamin, it's done by Yamagam Balailo, that the Gemar Din is a Gemar of the Masamat Kamash Balon, that it's not, because Atemafilu Mizidin, so the Gemar Din is a separate unit, and you need a new Kviyas Yeshivis Bez, and you can't start a Kviyas Yeshivis Bez Balailo. Very fascinating interpretation. Rav Soloveitchik had a different, I think, had a different interpretation. Maybe I'll close with this, that the Gemara in Brochas on the Aflaman and Bey says, I think the one who says it is Rav, if I'm not mistaken. So during the generation of Rav, he still did Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, till the days of Abai V'Rabba, during the lifetime of Abai V'Rabba, they lived in Bavel. But their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael were the ones who was still doing Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah. Then they realized it's not going to last too long, so they fixed the calendar. And Abai V'Rava are discussing, what's the din now that we changed the calendar? Now we have a Loch Kavua. So what are the dinim of Yom Tov Sheni? Do we still observe Yom Tov Sheni to the same extent? So Rav lived at the time that still had Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Hariyah. So he says a din that if a person dav Ma'ariv Leil Rosh Chodesh and he forgot Yalav V'Yavai, he doesn't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei because he mekachen Zachodesh Balayla. So what does that mean? That usually the Bezdin doesn't declare it's Rosh Chodesh till the next morning. So since he didn't declare Rosh Chodesh yet, the Bezdin didn't convene yet. They're going to convene in the morning, so it's not yet Rosh Chodesh. So you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. So why do you say the Yalav V'Yavai in the first place? Why do you only say B'diyevid? You don't have to say over. And when they're going to convene tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and declare Rosh Chodesh, it's only going to become Rosh Chodesh Mikan al Habo from 9:05. Not going to become Rosh Chodesh Milam Afreya. So Rav Soloveitchik guessed, isn't it against the Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah? The Mishnayos tell us in Rosh Hashanah that on the first day Rosh Hashanah, Mishnayos and Erev and also like that, first day Rosh Hashanah, the Bezdin is waiting to see if Edom are going to come to say they saw the Levana. So they told all the people, don't do any malacha. It may turn out that it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. It'll be Rosh Hashanah. So why should they not do malacha? It'll become Rosh Hashanah Mikan al Habo. So you see from the Mishnayos, if the Bezdin declares it's Rosh Hashanah, if they declare it's Rosh Chodesh, a minute before the Shkia, it's a Gloy Milson Lamafreya, the whole day was Chal Rosh Hashanah. How can you make Kedusha Lamafreya? How can you make Kedusha Lamafreya? The answer is you treat the whole day as one unit, as one entity. So if they declare a minute before the Shkia, today is Rosh Hashanah, the whole day becomes Rosh Hashanah Mil Lamafreya. So if it becomes Rosh Hashanah Lamafreya, so why did Rab say, you don't have to repeat Shmona Esrei, if you forgot Yalav V'Yavai, because Ein Mekachen Zachodesh Balayla. So what? But the one who's going to make it Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, it'll make it Rosh Chodesh a minute before it become Rosh Chodesh Melam Afreya. So why do you say L'chatchila? What's so at least a little bit in the days of Rav, you can understand whatever. You can give some kind of fun for pshat. They were mekadosh al piyaria. But the Gaonim quote the din, and the Gaonim quote the din. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This din that if you forgot Yalav Yava at night, you're not have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. We have a luach kavua. We knew 1,000 years ago which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So what do you mean? I'm mekadosh al chodesh balayda. The whole explanation doesn't apply to us. Why does the din still apply? There's no logic at all for the din. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole suggestion that runs as follows. He said, if you daven Shmona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, you forget to say Alav Yavai, why do you have to say Alav Yavai in the first place? So the Gemara Bracha is close to Pasuk from Tehillah, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. V'chei b'yom v'baruch ha'moso, b'layla e'im v'baruch ha'moso, ela b'chol yom v'yom te'ela me'im v'choyso v'shol yom. Every day you should mention me'ein ha'moira. In the benching, in the Shmona Esrei, you should mention. But if you forgot in the benching and in the davening, you're still yotze the benching. You're still yotze the davening. So why do you have to repeat? The only time you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon is on Shabbos and Yom Tov when there's a Chiyuv Suda. So the benching you were yotze, but you weren't yotze the Suda. You weren't yotze the Suda. So you have a choice. You can eat another Suda. But he's ready to platz. He ate so much in this Suda. He doesn't want to eat another Suda. So the Chacham were mekel to allow him to bench a second time. And the benching and mentioning with say mentioning Yalav Yavo is kaber the suda, the same suda Shabbos is the same suda as Yontif. But the benching in Yotze with that has chorus main amor and the Shmon Esrei also Yotze with that. So the only reason why you have to repeat the benching on Shabbos and Yontif is in order to be Yotze the suda. But the benching Yotze without. So why do you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei? It's the same posik Baruch Hashem Yom Yom for Birchas Hamazon and for the Shmon Esrei. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following. You have to fill in a lot of missing holes over here. He suggested that the Bezdin, when they declare Rosh Chodesh, it's not B'toras Bezdin is paskening. The koyach to determine Rosh Chodesh is up to Klal Yisrael. That's how the Gemara says. On Shabbos you say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh on Shabbos, and at Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh you say Mekadesh Yisrael Bazman, Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. I'm Mekadesh Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch is Mekadesh Yisrael, and we in turn are the ones who are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh in the Yom Tov. So Rav Soloveitchik says, what do you mean Mekadesh Yisrael? Mekadesh Bez Nagadol, Mekadesh Azman. Bez Nagadol are the ones who declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. So what does it have to do with Yisrael? So he brought Rayas to demonstrate that the koyach of the bezdin by kiddush achodesh is that they represent klal yisrael, and after the kviyas al pi ha'edim ended in the days of Abai Barabbah, when they stopped and made the luach kavua, so the Rambam writes like this in the Sefer Mitzvahs that the klal yisrael now are the ones by their nihug, by their saying yalav yava and Rosh Chodesh, that's what makes it into Rosh Chodesh. It's not that it becomes a Rosh Chodesh automatically. The Nihug of Klal Yisrael, we used to have the Bez Nagadol represent us, and they would declare it's a Rosh Chodesh. Now there's no longer a Bez Nagadol, so the mitzvah goes back to Klal Yisrael, because in the first place it's Bez Yisrael, Bez Nagadol representing Klal Yisrael. So now it goes back to Klal Yisrael. So then Nihug, by their reciting Yalav Yov, they make it into Rosh Chodesh. So that's what the Gemara had a Havamina, if the Bezdin on Rosh Hashanah Dabchav Hamid Beis, if the Bezdin was Mekabel Eidus, and they made the Jewish Mechakir, and then they had a whole Masa Matan, so I would have thought, done by Yom Agam and Balayla, since the Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezdin was by Yom, so they make the Gemara Balayla, so Kamash Malon, the Din, E Mekachem Zachodesh Balayla, is not identical with the Din of no Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezdin Balayla. That's one Din. But if done by Yom Gomer Balayla, so if it, the whole chisaron only is that you can't have a kviyas bezin Balayla, here the kviyas bezin was by Yom, so you should be able to. So the Asamech interpreted the maskana was that the Gemara is not a hemshech from before, because atem afilu mezidin, atem afilu mutan. So Rav Soloveitchik thought no. Maskana was you learn out from the pasuk that it's a separate din, even if the kiddush achodesh is not done through a bezin at all. Has not the kiddush achodesh today is done through the nihug of Klal Yisrael. So the Nihug Balayla doesn't count, only the Nihug Bayom. So the mentioning of Yalav Yavai in Shmona Esrei Leil Rosh Chodesh is B'toras Mein Amor, you should mention it. But if you forgot to say Yotze the Shmona Esrei, the only thing you're not Yotze is, like the Suda, if you forget Yalav Yavai or Itzei on Shabbos and Yontif, you yotze the benching, he brought a lot of rise to that, it's just not yotze the Suda. So you have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon to be kaveh the Suda, the same Suda as Shabbos. So if one davens Rosh Chodesh and forgets Yalav V'Yabba, he's yotze the davening, he just wasn't yotze the Chiyuv to be kaveh, all the qualities all have to join together to be kaveh the day as Rosh Chodesh. Our kviyas is our reciting of Yalav V'Yabba, and our reciting our Musaf and on Hallel, whatever we do to demonstrate, some people have a minig that as soon as Rosh Chodesh, whatever you do to demonstrate that it's Rosh Chodesh, that's what makes it into the Rosh Chodesh, the Nihug of Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. It's not just the problem of Ain Don in Balayla. If Don in Bayon Gomer Balayla, that would have not been a problem. Not like the Osamech learned the Maskana. No. The reason is because a separate din, even if the kviyas Rosh Chodesh is done by Klal Yisrael by saying Yalav Yavai, the Yalav Yavai by night is not going to accomplish kviyas Rosh Chodesh. The Yalav Yavai by night is only Mein Amor, so Mein Amor is not Me'akev B'diyev. So these are the two possible ways to read that Gemara in Brachas. Why, if a person forgot Yalav Yavai, Le'er Rosh Chodesh, doesn't have to daven over again.
Thank you.